The typical me, the perfectionist and organized person me, would have her mission, vision statement, new habits to do, new books to read, movies to watch, all podcasts to listen to, all of those written out by now, together with a planner with already penciled in dates for the new year. But two things. Number one, frankly, I don't have any of those things. And number two, that's because I believe I'm not the typical me. 2020 has been a hell of a year, and if you're listening to this on another year, well, whatever year you had, I'm sure it too was eventful. And if there's one thing that I learned this year, it was that we need to allow ourselves time to adjust when change happens. And the transition periods aren't going to be ideal or perfect in any way, but that doesn't mean that you can't love your transitioning self, you know what I mean? This year, a lot of change has occurred. And for many months of the year, I allowed these things to pile up and I didn't even recognize myself anymore. I was stressed beyond compare and everything just felt different. I found myself looking at the old me, wishing I could go back to that version of me I knew so well. That acted like that, that looked like that, that worked like that, and defined negative, guys. That was so bad for my health. If you find yourself in that place today, dreading to enter into the new year because it was better back then, this is what I'd like to tell you. Stop being so hard on yourself. If I was that person that I was before, the old me, I'd be missing out on a lot of new things that I have now. I'd be missing out on all of the new experiences that I've had, the new people that I met. And truthfully, if I look back, I really don't want to go back to the old me. But I found myself in that place, you know, kind of worrying, wishing I was back there again. It wasn't until I asked for help and honestly told people that I was having a hard time that I found relief. The rhythms of life follow a pattern. Walter Brueggemann says, it's orientation, disorientation, and new orientation. When we're oriented in a place, we're comfortable where we are. We have an understanding of the place we're in, of the people we know, and everything just seems right. And then change occurs, and we are disoriented, unsure, stressed out, and confused. Well, that's where I was, and I think where I am currently. But it was so hard for me to adjust because I wasn't honest with the fact that I was disoriented, that I was having a hard time. But when you recognize it, then you can deal with it. It's only when we embrace change and understand that everything that lives, breathes, and grows changes, that we can break out of our shell, that we can shed off the past, and walk into new orientation. New orientation, for some, it's a new mindset, it's a new understanding, or even a new year. Newness is a gift. But it is only something we can have when we get rid of the old. Whatever you are going through, I encourage you that before this year ends, let's recognize that change has happened. And let's both leap into this new year with the commitment to enjoy every season of life that we find ourselves in. Whether it's orientation, disorientation, or new orientation. I'd like to leave you with three things before we end this episode. So number one. Renewal isn't just a one-time thing. Even if we have one holiday called New Year in the year, it doesn't mean that that's your one and only chance to start again. God reminds us in Lamentations 3, verse 22 to 23, that every morning we are created new. Every year, every day, every hour, every minute, every second, we have the chance to be made new in Christ. All of this is done by committing to leave the past, as what it is, past, and to be diligent with the next moment. Asking God, what's next, Lord? What must I do? How can I change? How can I be better? Isn't it a gift, such a big, beautiful gift, to be given another moment again and again and again to be better than the last? Like, think about that. Number two, with new blessings, there too will be new troubles. Expect trouble to come, so it won't surprise you when it does. James 1 verse 2 to 4 says, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Everything is about perspective. Rejoice amidst the trials of life because they are all opportunities that you can use to perfect you, to complete you. That bully can make me patient. That utang can make me humble. That sickness can make me disciplined. All of these things, I emphasize one word. Can. All of these have the potential to make you better. But you can only be the one to choose whether you'll use it to make you or to break you. That bully can make me patient if I allow it. That utang can make me humble if I allow it. That sickness can make me disciplined if I allow it. And in my experience, with God helping me convert that choice into action, you can actually make all of your problems, all of your troubles work for you. Lastly, Mark 3, verse 24. If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And what does that mean? That means if there are a lot of parts, multiple parts to one thing, every part has to work together in order to make that thing stand. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the human, right? We are tripartite beings, which means we are made of three parts, the body, the mind, and the spirit. This year, I want to work with me and not against me. I want my body to work with my mind, and my mind to work with my spirit, and from my spirit to work with my body, so that all in all, we may be a better functioning human being. That looks like telling my mind that it's time to go to sleep, so that my body can rest, even if my mind wants to stay awake. It looks like not forcing myself to work out so hard, when yesterday, my mind was so tired from editing. And of course, in terms of my spirit, it is aligning my spirit with God's so that I am guided in everything that I am meant to do. When one part of you is down, the whole cannot function properly. So I encourage you to be kind to yourself this year and to love yourself in its entirety. I'm excited to see us stand this year. Let us not be divided. Even when we trip from bad habits or mistakes, let's stand. Even when we're pushed and shoved aside, let's stand. Even when you yourself wants to sit this year out, I encourage you to stand. This year was not easy, and I don't think any year is ever going to be easy. But please remember that you are powerful. You have the strength and the courage to say yes to a better year. You have the strength and the courage to change. That's all in your hands, that decision. And to see that decision become truth in your life, I encourage you to seek out God, because He is the one who made us. So He is the one that knows how to help us. I love you guys so much, and I pray that 2021, or whatever year that you are entering into, will be a year of growth, of happiness, and a whole lot of love. Thank you so much for listening to Cuentos with Hannah this year. We've had a few episodes, and I'm excited for what's going to happen next year. Please do send in a cuento request so that I may answer your questions on our next episodes. I love you guys so, so much. Happy, happy new year.